But Dad, isn't it time for illegal ham interface?
But bro, where's the banjo?
Some sports shows try to give you hot takes, but only one can give you a big old piece of hot ham. Welcome to Illegal Ham to the Face. Talking all Cleveland sports and, of course, food on our semi-famous Fat Boy Thursday. Here are your hosts, Fatty and Big Bri.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome on into the Illegal Ham to the Face Draft Special. Going live. What's going on, big fella?
Hey, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing. Just watching how great Detroit looks on TV.
Where are you still at your house?
Yeah, I'm still at my house.
Oh, okay. I got you. So you're downstairs.
Yeah, I'm downstairs.
You're not in Fat Boy Studios. I got you.
I'm not in Fat Boy Studios. Fat Boy Studios has moved downstairs with the big TV. You should have seen the setup. I'll send you a picture of the setup later.
Okay.
Three computer screens. I got the TV going. I got no kids, no wife. They went to West Virginia.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah, spread out a little bit. Hell yeah.
I'm just stretching my feet now, watching the 43rd pick is in. And it
is
Melton, quarterback, Rutgers.
Are you watching NFL Network or ESPN or ESPN. ABC?
Where are ESPN. You at?
Well, I'm behind you, man. I hate this. Okay, I'll tell you when. So right now, Max Melton just came up on the TV.
Just a few seconds behind me.
Yeah, but you're going to know the pick before I do.
Hold down the fort for a second because somebody's getting some happy feet. He's got to go potty.
Oh, okay. Got you.
All right. Hold down the fort, buddy.
All right. Yep. Well, welcome in. Thank you all for coming to the special edition of Illegal Ham to the Face for our draft special, I guess. When we were thinking that we'd be doing the show on Thursday, we thought maybe it would be fun to do it during the draft. And, of course, as you know, for the last several years, we haven't had a first-round pick. So, caught an audible. Glad we were able to do it on a Friday. Wasn't sure how it would shake out. We're still about, 56? So, we're still about 10 or 12 picks away from the Browns picking. And who knows, that could be an hour. I feel like we've only done 10 or 11 picks, and we're already an hour in. So hopefully before 9 o'clock, maybe shortly after 9 o'clock, the Browns will be making a pick. But I think today we'll probably just go over, hey, what positions we're hoping for in the second round, the third round, and then we don't have a fourth round pick. So mainly for me, it's second and third round because fifth, we have a couple fifths and a sixth and a seventh. Who knows? They could very well go best player available. But I'm hoping that they hone in on areas of need for these first two picks at least, and at least have a game plan rather than just saying, well, see who's at the top of our board and we're picking and that's our guy. Because I don't know about you. I was going to ask you, so what positions – do you think are completely off the board for the second round pick? Like, there's no chance. You would be shocked if we draft this position in the second round. Okay, quarterback's one of them. I would agree. Yep.
Running back.
I would agree. Yep. Quarterback and running back.
Cornerback.
Corner?
Yeah, corner.
Okay. I wouldn't be shocked at that if they draft one.
I really think, Bri,
I don't think we need one, but.
No, but I think what they're going to hone in on tonight is kind of like starters were kind of set on starters. And for the first time, it's weird because normally we're jonesing for a top 10 pick and just trying to get, everything all excited about it. But I really think they're going to look at the depth and the solid depth. And I really do think that tonight they will take an offensive lineman at some point in time, whether it be this pick coming up or the third round pick. But other than that, Bri, this is kind of a nice place to be because nobody can pinpoint what they're going to take or who they're going to take because they have the whole board however they want it, because they can take whoever they want. I'm hoping they don't trade down. But if they do, I hope they get an extra pick here in the third round if they do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what happens. Right now, 45 pick is in, so Packers is in.
Yeah. Like you said you're watching ESPN?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, me too. So we're on the same thing. I wonder if I'll switch over to NFL Network, see if that's any buys me, because it sounds like I'm about 30 seconds behind you.
Well, that's fine. We can time it up, buddy. It's no big deal.
Well, you tell me when you see a name. You don't have sound on, do you?
Yeah, I got a little. It's barely sound, but
okay. Well, you tell me when you see a name on your screen.
Well, the Packers pick is already in.
All right, who they pick?
Edgerrin Cooper.
Oh, dang. Cross him off my list.
Yep, I know, buddy.
I had him on. His comp was JOK. So,
well, we still got Jeremiah Trotter out there, buddy.
We got a couple guys. I don't know if you want to go into specific guys. I have it narrowed down to – I kind of did a deeper dive on three different positions. And maybe you can tell me what positions you're thinking. Like I was saying while you were gone, I think the second and third round picks have to be something that is kind of a need, or at least you have a plan for this guy to be a starter in your future. If it's not this year, maybe next year, with guys getting older or contracts expiring after this year, hopefully you draft them second and third round. They can sit for a year and they can jump into that starting position next year. So second and third round, I'm thinking more position specific. And then, you know, once you do the fifth, sixth, seventh round picks, I think, yeah, it's fair to say maybe you just go best player available. So I honed in on three positions. You tell me, are there two, three, four, maybe five positions that you think we need to look at and address in the second and third round?
Well, what are your positions? Sorry.
I have mid drink. Good. I'll take a drink for that.
There you go. Get it.
I have linebacker. I have defensive tackle. And I have wide receiver.
Go ahead.
Wide receiver, defensive tackle has kind of been something we've been talking about for the last three drafts. And they keep taking swings at it. And unfortunately keep striking out. But, I got about maybe five players for each position written down. But maybe we can get into that a little later, because as you see, I'm crossing off guys. Edgerrin Cooper off the board. Braden Fisk off the board. Yeah, I see the Panthers are in now. So we still got, what, 10 picks? Are we 54 or 56?
We are 54.
Okay. Those are my three. What do you got?
I 100% agree with you on the linebacker, defensive tackle, and wide receiver. Especially linebacker, because a lot of those guys they signed were one-year deals. It'd be kind of like filling a gap. Defensive tackle, they really need just a solid defensive tackle that they need to kind of keep together. And wide receiver, we're getting ready to lose unless we extend them at some point in time. I mean, Amari Cooper, I believe, is on his last contract. Elijah Moore is on his last deal here. We extended Jerry Jeudy. We got Tillman and Bell still. So there's still a lot of question marks there. Jonathan Brooks gone to the Panthers.
Good. Yep. Doesn't affect us at all.
Nope. But while we're waiting, this is our show for the week. And I know it's our draft special.
Sure.
But we got to talk a little bit of Cavs, just real quick.
Oh, sure. We got time. Like I said, we probably got at least, what, half hour, 40 minutes before the Browns make a pick.
So the Cavs are up 2-1 in the quarterfinals, whatever the hell they are. They just got their ass handed to them last night, Brian. 38-point loss down in Orlando. Are we going to just chalk that up? Like, the first two games, the Cavs kind of just owned them defensive-wise. Now, granted, Orlando missed a lot of shots, but are we going to chalk up this loss to just travel, not interested in that game? Or did Orlando finally find some magic and we got to worry about it here coming up?
I guess you just chalk it up to being one of those games. And yeah, that's where I don't know, you know, how you feel how with the NBA. I've told you before that that I think that the effort level isn't always there night in and night out in the regular season. And I think that has bled into the postseason because for whatever reason, a team goes up 2-0. They think, okay, we can take off a night. And it's clear that the Cavs had no interest in playing last night. And do you put that on the players? Do you put that on the coach? I don't know. Reading the press clippings, I think it all kind of goes into it that, you know, and I even looking back, because we haven't talked since the series started last Saturday. Yeah. So, you know, we had two pretty convincing wins through the first two games. But to me, it was like, maybe more of a case of, man, the Magic are just like really bad. Like, how did they make the playoffs? They're missing. Like, you can obviously put it on the Cavs and their defense a little bit, maybe more than a little bit. Maybe I'm not giving them enough credit, but I saw the Magic miss so many wide open shots. And, you know, I don't know. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or anything, but to me, it was more like the Magic are just really bad, more than the Cavs are looking really good. And
yeah, no, I think the defense that they played the first two games, like they kind of chose who was going to shoot the ball. So like Isaac, the one that Kevin Arnold brought up on us last week, you know, just sat out there in the corner and he couldn't make a three. Like they could not make shots, and it was like the Cavs guarded everybody else. And said, if you want to try to shoot three, go ahead. If you make it, you make it. If you don't, you don't. And I think that's kind of what it was. But the one thing that concerns me is you go down into Orlando and your leading scorer is Donovan Mitchell and he scored 15 damn points, Bri. 15.
I won't lie to you. I didn't watch 1 second of the game.
Hey, I was, I won't let you either. I didn't either.
Because I was working and I was working late and, you know, I was keeping track of the score and I'm listening to it. And by the time I got to the hotel, the Cavs were down by like 20 or something like that. So I'm like, and then it was 25 and then it was 30. And so like, I could have pulled it up on my phone and maybe we'll get into the whole discussion about these games aren't even televised locally for some people that don't have Bally's. So I just go to one of the pirated websites. I didn't even pull it up on my phone because I had a plan. I'm going to put the draft on the main TV and I'm going to watch the Cavs game on my phone. But it was 8 o'clock when I got to the hotel and it was just like, yeah, I'm just going to watch the draft. I'm not going to worry about the Cavs. They're not interested in winning. So I'm not going to give them any of my time. And, you know, I understand to a certain extent you have a bad shooting night and that happens. But the good teams, they have a bad shooting night, they lose by 8 or 10 points or something like that and just say, hey, it wasn't our night. You know, for us to get blown out like that to a far, I don't know, maybe not far superior team, but based on how they played the first two games, they were a far superior team than the Magic. But yeah, I just, those first two games, I can't get them out of my head. I can't understand. It's almost like I'm in shock that that the Magic even made the playoffs as badly as they looked. And I know they're not that bad of a team, but they finally started hitting their shots. And, you know, we thought maybe – because I even saw tendencies in the first two games to where the Cavs were like, all right, we got this. We can start trying some new things on the offensive end. We don't have to be as disciplined on the offensive end. You know, we can take shots maybe we wouldn't take because – we know they're not going to score. They might push us a little bit, maybe cut it to 10 or something like that, but we're not really going to feel the pressure too much. So we don't have to be that focused in the first two games because our C-plus effort is going to win this game by double digits. And yeah. So that I think that bled into game three. And Magic being a young team, being back at home, being more comfortable, having to have that game and having to focus on every single possession – they did it. We didn't. And, you know, those are the results you get when you're not that great of a team and you're playing a team that's almost as good as you. And one team is giving it 100% and the other team's giving it maybe 80, 85%.
Yeah. For those of you who are just watching, the Giants pick is in. They have selected Tyler Newman.
Okay.
Soda.
Doesn't affect us, I don't think, much.
I do want to thank Woody and Mom for giving us likes on Facebook. Now, if you guys want to join in the comments, because Brian and I are going to be done with the Cavs here in about 2 seconds, because we will pick it up next week. This is our draft special. I just went and hit a little bit of Cavs because they've already played 3 games. I had to talk to Brian. Just with the Cavs, though, I can't wait to see what tomorrow brings at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock matinee. Can't beat that.
Right, right. You know,
wonderful. See what happens tomorrow. I have a feeling they're going to come out with a little bit more, and then we're going to get the gentleman's sweep and do the 4-1 sweep and get it back here. Just got to get them refocused. And I think with the Magic kicking their ass the way they did, kind of put a little bad taste in their mouth. Like, what are we doing, guys? Like, let's just beat this team, get some time off, because guess what? The Heat has given the Celtics all they can handle right now. And by the way, I did have to bring up, because Justin is not here live with us tonight, LaFlop, as he likes to call him, is down 0-3 right now. Not looking good for LaFlop.
Yeah, I think at this point he's not interested in like, winning championships is not his primary goal right now. I think he would like to win a championship, as long as that championship is in Los Angeles. His primary goal right now is to be in Los Angeles, to be a big deal in Hollywood, have people fawn over him, because, right, he's Hollywood. Like Odell Beckham. Didn't Odell Beckham just sign with or he's dating Kim Kardashian or something. So Odell Beckham is Hollywood. LeBron is Hollywood. That's where they want to be. They want to be in the center of all the glitz and the glamour. So he's never going to go anywhere else. I think the Lakers will probably find a way to work the system and draft Bronny. And I think LeBron and Bronny will play in Hollywood. And yeah, they probably won't win a title for several years.
There's a guy just went off the board that I liked. Jags just picked
Smith. Shoot, me Damn. Too. I liked him.
Damn. All right, so I got to play this for Chris. Chris is here tonight. He wants to hear the Cleveland headline song. Get ready
for it.
The Browns pick. You ready to drop it?
Yep.
Boom. There it is. And like I said, anybody that wants to join in on the conversation, go to our YouTube page or our Facebook page. Obviously, Twitter doesn't have it, but go to our pages, like, subscribe. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you for Network 216 for allowing us to do the draft night special, especially for the Browns. The Bengals pick is in at number 49 right now. Brian, we'll wait to see what this happens. But Brian, this is kind of like me and your special time, because for years, you and I have sat and debated and argued over Browns first round picks, and we haven't had one in the longest of times. But this is kind of how Illegal Ham of the Face started. All right. And we just want to let everybody behind the scenes. Brian and I used to talk sports all the time. We did trivia, we did food, we did top three, we did everything else at work. And I said, what are we doing? Why don't we make this into a show? And we actually did make this into a show. Called Illegal Ham to the Face. It was going to either A, be Illegal Ham to the Face, or Ineligible Ham Downfield, or
that's where it started. Ineligible Ham Downfield, and then it morphed into Illegal Ham to the Face. So I like them both. It was like 50-50. I didn't care which way we went, but I think they're both good titles.
They were amazing. And when we started this, we can't thank all of our friends that have helped us out, Pauly Parati, all the Godden Boys helping us out with our streaming this way. Got to thank Big Play Dave for helping us out trying to figure out streaming. Got to thank Network 216 for letting us join. I mean, just there are so many people that we have met throughout this journey of 4 years. And Bri, we have done like little specials here and there, but I believe this is our first live draft special, is it not?
As far as I know, you are correct. Yeah.
So I want to thank everybody for joining. And like I said, if you want to come in the comments, come in the comments. We have them right here. I'm looking at them right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, another one. Oh, Bengals. No. Oh,
Bengals got my Michigan, man.
Well, I think they promoted enough Michigan tonight with the hail to the victors and everything else to start out this show.
Did they? I didn't see that. They played the song?
Brian, they congratulated the national champs. This was your episode tonight. Like, they did the national champs. Everybody's holding up the college championship trophy, knowing that they're not going to win it for the next 35 years. And, you know, it's just...
I didn't start watching until maybe the third or fourth pick, like Ladd McConkey was off the board. I think maybe two other guys. So, yeah, I missed the very beginning of it.
I am telling you what, picks are flying off the board. A Commander's pick is in now. We're waiting on it. Brian, we're almost to our pick. We're at 50 right now. Brian, what are you wanting to happen here?
I think we still got some time. Let's not go too fast. We'll get to it unless they trade up. But what did you think? Did you watch last night?
I did watch last night.
Any thoughts from last night?
I didn't watch a lot because I wasn't feeling the greatest. I did get to hear it from our buddy Jose Cato right out of the gate
today,
petting his Bears jersey like
this.
He said he was going to be in here tonight talking shit to you, but obviously he's not here right now. But the one thing that really perplexed me out of the whole draft, what the hell are the Atlanta Falcons doing? Like, you just signed Kirk Cousins to a 4-year deal, and then you get a quarterback in the first round. What are you doing?
I don't know. I was shocked by that. I still can't make sense of it. Oh, man. Another Michigan guy. Well, I didn't think we were going to
get him. Oh, I didn't care about that guy.
Well, this cornerback, I really didn't want to take a cornerback.
He couldn't cover Malik Harris or Marvin Harrison anyway, so it didn't matter.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't even their top corners back this year. Will Johnson.
Speaking of that, what did you think about the first round Toledo player getting drafted, bud?
Yeah, he was going to be my shout out for today. I meant to look it up to see if Toledo's ever had a first round draft pick. But I don't know if they have. Like all the guys who have had success in the NFL from Toledo, Lance Moore, Kareem Hunt, Chester Taylor, those guys didn't get drafted till much later. So, yeah, to have a first-round draft pick. You did see that. Okay.
First-round pick? What's his name? Quinnen?
Was now you got me thinking Kiwon.
Kiwon?
Yeah.
Is it like quinoa?
No, I don't
Is
know.
Is that what we're doing here?
No, that's you're pronouncing it, so that's where my mind goes. I'd have to see it to really get the pronunciation right, because after about two beers in,
the last first round pick by the Toledo Rockets was Dan Williams in 1993.
Oh, okay. 1993. Yep. Never heard of Dan Williams before.
Dan Williams.
Does it say what position he played?
No, it really doesn't. So obviously he didn't do
good. Put in some work. There have been some good ones. Nick Kayser for New England. John Greco. I had some classes with John Greco.
There it is. So if you had classes with John Greco, why is he not on our show right now?
I wasn't good friends with John Greco. I probably talked to him a handful of times. What's that?
Is it because of the lemon bars?
No, he wasn't I don't think he was at that party, although he might have had some tie to those guys who threw that party. I can't remember now. Squealers.
Oh god, the Squealers pick is in.
Oh boy. They probably need they took offensive lineman first round.
Which they needed.
They needed, yeah. So, once that's in, we're only three. All right, so maybe we do. maybe we do need to get going now. Yeah, but I would agree with you that the Penix pick just blew my mind. So yeah, I don't know what you want. Do you want to give a couple guys that you're kind of zoning in on for the Browns pick here? Or I got a list if you want it.
The top guy I want him to pick, and I don't think he's been picked yet, is the offensive tackle from Yale.
Oh, offensive tackle. You want them to go offensive tackle with the first pick?
I do, because I still am. I am. The Cleveland Browns had the most offensive linemen play last year, Bry.
Right.
We've got rid of a few of them, but we still do not know what Jack Conklin is because he's been injured. Jed Willis is probably on his way out. And then we got Juwan Jones. Who else do we have besides that? James Hudson? And then we picked
up a guy. If he's back, yeah.
So, like, Brian, I really do think – I think they're going to go offensive tackle, offensive guard.
Really?
Because I think they're trying to do either A, shore up the outside of the offensive line, or B, find the heir apparent of Joe Bitonio.
You play right into my hand.
Am I right?
That's what I'm hoping for. I don't – I'll let you finish your thought, and then I'll
– I mean, Joe Bitonio has been in the league for 11 years. I'm not saying that we need to move him out now, but they got rid of Drew Forbes – Steelers pick. They got rid of Drew Forbes. They really don't have any other guards besides Wyatt Teller and – Joe Bitonio. Okay. So I really do think that they're going to go offensive line with this. Now, if they don't, I'm not going to be upset. See, this is a great thing about this draft, Bry, is the only thing I'm going to be upset about is if they give away their second round pick and they don't get more picks that are going to be in this draft, because they need to fill a little bit of depth in this draft. Oh, let's see who the hell the Steelers picked. Who's coming out on stage? Who do you think's coming out on stage, Bry? James Harrison? Oh, no. Nope, not James Harrison. Oh, shit. They picked the one guy I wanted. Zach Frazier, center from West Virginia. Shit. Oh, Bry. Hey, you with the face. You're mute. Nothing. Take him out and just turn the phone on.
I think.
There he is. Now he's back.
Huh. That was dumb. I could still hear you the whole time.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you, though.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah, so there was talk that the Steelers were going to go center for the first round, and then that tackle or guard from Washington fell to him.
Yes.
So they took him. But so going back to your comment about we're going to have to replace Joel Bitonio soon. I thought so. They did sign last week. They did sign Jermaine Ifedi. He's a guard slash tackle from Seattle, and he's been around the league for several years. I think he was a former first round pick, so he's not a bad guy to have as a backup. But but I don't think he's the heir apparent to Joel Bitonio. I think he's 29, maybe 30 years old. So here's where my homerism comes in a little bit. And I'm not saying I want him in the second round. Who you think?
The guard from Michigan.
Yep. Zach Zinner. He might last till the fourth round. But we don't have a fourth round pick. There's even a chance he lasts till the fifth round. Because if you remember the Ohio State game, he had a season-ending injury. I can't remember if it was an Achilles, a broken leg, an ACL or something, but he left that game and he was done for the year. But he's the guy that carried their offensive line. He was the leader of that offensive line. So, and not to rub it in or anything, or not to gloat, but Michigan over the last couple of years has had one of the best offensive lines in the college football. And so to get the leader from that offensive line, I think, especially if you can get him in the second or the third or the fourth round, and knowing that his draft stock is sliding because he might not be available this year. He might not be available till halfway through the year, but the Browns don't need him to be. So for him to come in, know that he doesn't have to start his first year. He can sit behind Teller. He can sit behind Betonio, and he can take over. It's kind of a touchy subject because you don't want to feel like you're pushing Betonio out the door and saying,
But right. I mean, at least they're not doing it like they did to Kirk Cousins with Atlanta, right?
Right. And so you draft a guy because, you know, I truly believe, and it's crazy we're talking about guards, but we have to think of Betonio, you know, struggled to stay healthy, and he was a warrior this year to get out there every single day, most of the games this year. But eventually you have to think about, you don't know with this new coach, offensive coach, with a new quarterback, with a new offensive line coach, you don't know how the Browns offense is going to run. But over the last several years, our guards have been guys that we know we can count on. You know, we value guards. That's why we're paying them so much money. So yeah. I would think you would want a guy, you don't want to just plug in a rookie when Betonio is done and say, have at it. It would be nice to get a guy this year and say, hey, just learn the system. You know, coming back from an injury, make sure you're ready by the following year. So I would love – oh, there's A.D. Mitchell going to the – I'm surprised he lasted so long. That's crazy. Really? So, all right. So, yeah, Zinner in the third round, I would throw a party, even if there's a chance maybe we could get him in the fourth or fifth, but we don't have a fourth. So – the guys that are still on the board, unless I've missed somebody, I got offensive or I got defensive guys here. We'll get the offensive guys out of the way. There's still some wide receivers left. Jalen McMillan, Washington, another good receiver from Washington. I think he was their third guy, but he's got good hands. He's a little injury prone. Troy Franklin from Oregon. Roman Wilson from Michigan. I'm not going to stand on the table for him. I think he's more of like a slot guy, like maybe like a Julian Edelman or something like that. I don't think he's like a game changer. But he's a good guy that you can count on. Brandon Rice, USC, is one of the bigger body guys, has a little weight on him. And then Tez Walker, UNC, if you're looking for a burner, he's 6'2", but he ran the fourth fastest 40 at the combine. So, tons of upside with that guy, but he might not go till the third or fourth round too. So those are the wide receivers I got.
Right now, buddy, Blake Fisher is still on the board.
Blake Fisher. Where's Blake Fisher from?
Tackle, Notre Dame.
Oh.
Commanders picks in, waiting on a commercial.
So that's where you want that. You want them to get a tackle in the second round. You brought up two tackles now.
Brian, I'm telling you, bud, I don't know what you want me to say. We still have question marks, especially at tackle, at least one spot. I mean, Dewan Jones played great as a rookie,
but you got three capable tackles this year, and you want to spend a second round pick on it? Yeah. Right now, I mean, you can't predict injuries, but I would say if two of them got hurt last year.
Are we sure that Conklin's 100%? We sure that Jeb Wills is 100% coming in?
I would think so. Conklin got hurt the very first game last year. So,
hey, guess what? We're bringing in a brother from another mother.
Fellas.
What's up, man?
Not much. How y'all doing?
Good. What are you drinking tonight?
I got my Twisted Teas and my Fireball.
Attaboy.
Cheers. Hey.
Cheers to you, fellas. Oh, yeah, there you know. You got me hooked, Jared. They're good. Ah, very nice.
Wow, nice.
It's draft night, baby.
Heck yeah. Wife and kids are out of town. Party it up.
Is the wife there too? Wife. Oh, there she is. Oh my God. Look there at that face. Is. Jeez.
All right. That's enough. Just kidding.
That's enough of that. Let's, yeah. Enough of that. She's going to spank you later. I hope you realize that. So, Chris, who do you think they're taking here to the next pick, bud?
Who do you want?
I was really hoping that that Mitchell was going to slide, but I think he just got picked.
Yeah.
Because you're right, Jared. Amari Cooper's on his last year of the contract, and he's getting up there a little bit. You saw last year, it was just kind of like a bruised heel, I think, and he was struggling a little bit. So, I mean, other than that, we took a defensive tackle and I keep wanting to say Siaki. Is that his name?
Siaki Ika.
Siaki, last year. So they might try to see what they have out of him. Although, you know, the Buckeye in me likes Michael Hall.
Sure.
There's Roman Wilson, good wide receiver. Even though he did go to Michigan, he's an option. You guys started talking offensive line. There's the other tackle from Notre Dame.
Malcolm, Jared was just talking about him. Malcolm, I'm not sure his name. Is that it? Okay.
Malcolm Frazier or something like that. He could be there. Who else? There's an interior lineman from I think UConn, but you could get him in the fourth round, I think. So there's definitely some options, but you know I put it in the chat. I trust Barry. He's been making some pretty solid moves since he's been here, so it may seem a little questionable at first, but you got to trust him.
Sure. I was going to ask Jared, now you brought up Andrew Berry, and so I'll ask both of you, what do you guys think is Andrew Berry's best draft pick? Not necessarily the best player that he's drafted, but the best draft pick he's had.
It's DeJuan Jones, easily.
Mm-hmm.
He picked JOK, didn't he?
He did.
He did.
I would say JOK.
Okay, wow. So all three of us have three different answers, because I think I'm going to say it was MJ Emerson. And maybe if you guys want to expand on your answer, feel free to. But the reason I'm saying MJ Emerson is I feel like JOK was like a first round grade, and people were shocked that he slid as far as he did. And same thing with Grant Delpit. Like, yeah, I give him credit for taking him when he did, but it was almost like they had no business being there. So he just kind of scooped up, you know, the guy that for whatever reason was free falling. And so still had a ton of talent. With DeJuan Jones, he's a great player. He's definitely worth more than a fourth round pick, but I kind of maybe attribute that draft or his development, his play this year to Bill Callahan. Maybe not as much as Andrew Berry, but I feel like Emerson is a guy who kind of came out of nowhere. Like when we drafted him, like nobody knew who he was. We were all kind of like, what is Andrew Berry doing drafting a cornerback when we have Denzel Ward and we just drafted one the year previous with or 2 years prior with Greg Newsome. So we have our two. So
pick is in.
For the Browns?
Browns pick is in.
Okay. So all right. So final. Yeah, don't trade it. Final prediction. What position?
Tackle.
Offensive tackle? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Offensive tackle as well, Chris?
I
Mel's team needs running back, wide receiver, and defensive tackle. What is Mel looking at? We had the best running back in the league.
We got tons of running backs. I'm going linebacker. I'm going Michigan man, Junior Colson. He has no business being here. We need a linebacker, even if it's this Peyton Wilson or Cedric Gray led the country in tackles last year. So Nassib? Is that Nassib? Carl Nassib?
Nassib, yeah.
Oh, crap. You guys are probably going to find out what the pick is before me. So I'm going to have to base it off of your guys' reaction. Maybe I should watch you and watch TV.
Yeah, you watch our reaction.
Come on, give me a solid reaction. Although this woman might be announcing the pick. I don't know who she is. I don't have my sound on.
No idea who she is.
That's a project. Come on.
Oh, so she maybe works with a nonprofit or something.
Michael Holtzinger!
Oh, okay. Nice. Streetsboro, right?
Yep.
That's what I heard this morning. Local kid. Oh,
I like it.
Browns fans are going to love that.
Here comes his text messages already.
I don't hate it. He's a smaller defensive tackle, and he'll hopefully give us some pass rush up the middle.
Exactly. Yeah. That's awesome. I wasn't expecting
that. Man, he doesn't even look that big. Look, he's 290, but he almost, you know, in a uniform, he doesn't have a pot belly or nothing. He's solid.
Like, he's all a bit of 290. He's not fat, man. He is just a big
No, boy. I know, right. How tall is he? I didn't see.
6'2", I think they said. 6'2",
yeah.
I don't have a problem with it. I just hope that they didn't choose him because he's a local guy. You know, you always kind of wonder that when if they choose local guys, and it's right. Hey, it's worked out for him with Denzel Ward with Kareem Hunt.
Like 30 years.
Denzel Ward was local guy.
Yes. Well, I'm not saying they not, but for the longest time, we kept yelling at them to pick somebody from Ohio State, and they kept picking everybody else.
Right? No. It fills 6'2", 280. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, so it's good because, you know, our defensive tackles are kind of getting long in the tooth. And, you know, drafting him, he's not expected to come in and start right away because we're pretty good with our top three with Tomlinson and Shelby Harris and Mo Hurst. Hopefully he can slide in.
Coming back on 1 year, right? Aren't they coming back on 1 year deals?
Yeah, right. So they're going to be good for this year. And then after that, we don't really have a long-term solution at our defensive tackle. So, you know, but Michael Hall will be able to come in. He'll be able to kind of develop and hopefully learn the position in the NFL. And, you know, maybe we can count on him as a bigger role, maybe his second and third years.
I'm sorry, I'm putting out a poll to see if it was a good pick or not.
I mean, I'm imagining most Ohio State fans are going to think it's a great pick.
Well, yeah, of course they are, because they're
awesome. Just like I would have if they drafted Junior Colson, I would have been through the moon. But this was a position of need, and you know, Andrew Berry keeps taking swings at the defensive tackles and the wide receivers, and you know, just looking for one to pan out.
Let him swing, buddy. Let him swing.
That's what he's doing. He, the last 3 years, or maybe 4 years, how many years in a row we drafted a defensive tackle?
Well, it's the same thing. Like I get it, but they keep kind of piecing together our defensive tackle room. It's always
what I'm saying. Like our top three defensive tackles are all free agents. Like he has swung and missed big time on these defensive tackles. So. You just hope this one's different.
First round talents, though, Bri. That's the thing.
But neither is Michael Hall. Michael Hall's not a first round talent.
No, I'm not saying he's not, but at least he's taking swings at somebody that might fit their mold of what they want to do.
No, Hey, if you can't find it, you just keep going to the well, and yeah, hopefully that we got some new scouts this year that are better at picking out these defensive tackles.
By the way, can we talk about the names tonight? Like Kool-Aid. I want to name Kool-Aid. What about Chop Robinson? Come on,
that's a badass name.
That's a badass name.
I mean, he should be a Pro Bowler based on his name.
Exactly. Hey, Chris, shouldn't name Tristan. He should have been something else.
Hawaiian Punch.
Sure. Hawaiian Punch Man.
Sonny D. These are all just like nicknames that these guys take. Like Chop's I don't know what his real name is, but Pork Chop, and then it got shortened down to Chop. I mean,
Cowboys are picking. Blech. Where's Juice at while we're doing all this?
Yeah, right. They got some no-name guy from Oklahoma in the first round.
Right. Well, they're about to get. Look at that guy. Did you see the guy? That is a beautiful helmet. Can we get a Browns helmet like that?
I'm on NFL Network because I think it's a little bit quicker, so I'm not in ESPN anymore.
That helmet was bedazzled like bedazzled could be.
Did you hear? I thought I heard like 275,000 people were at the draft last night. That's insane.
In Detroit? That's a little
crazy.
Dude, it was beautiful last night in Detroit. Come on. Like, hey, if it wasn't for COVID, 400,000 people would have been here for the Browns. Know that, Brian. That's why they got to give the Cleveland fans a mulligan on the draft again.
Yeah, it's going to be a wild time if they ever do, especially if the Browns are picking high. And that was going to be my trivia question to you. Who was the last Browns first-round draft pick?
First-round draft pick? I would have been Baker Mayfield. Not Baker Mayfield.
Was it Greg Newsom? Mm-hmm.
There you go. Chris got it.
Look at this guy.
Can you believe that?
Holy shit. Hold on. And let's bring up our... Trivia brought to you by City Dogs Cleveland and City Dogs. Bry, WJ's Lodge, next week, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Great time. Go out, $25 donation. Go straight to City Dogs. Go out and hang out with some Browns fans and enjoy the night. It is a Saturday. We had a great time when we were there.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what time?
I believe it is starting at 1 o'clock, and it goes until 7. Not 100% sure, but the last time that we were there, we should have won cornhole, but somebody brought their own bags, and I'm still disputing that 4 years later. Oh, hey, Chris?
Those bags had GPS in them.
Hey. They brought the slide and the stick bags while everybody else was just playing with regular bags.
Mm.
Yeah, ringers.
Ringer.
That's BS. Is it at the same park in Berea?
Yes.
Do you know?
WJ Lodge there in the Metro Parks in Berea. Go join them. I know City Dogs will be there. Top Dog Tailgate will be there. I believe there is 3 or 4 podcasts going to be there. So go join them. Have a good time. Bry is still on baby watch, I believe.
Do you have to buy tickets for it?
Yes.
You just online or something?
I'll take care of it if you're going to go.
I can say right now I'm going to go, but Whether or not I'm allowed to go, that's a different story. But I'll commit to you right now. If you want to get the tickets, I'll be there. All right,
I'll call Eric. Chris, you in?
When is this? Where is this?
next Saturday.
I got a golf outing.
That sounds like a blast.
Hold on. Yeah. Is it the golf outing you and I used to do?
No. That's late July, early August. No, this one is...
obviously, you didn't ask me and Bri to join you in a golf outing, which we're kind of upset about. Bri,
you don't even swing sticks.
Bri is the mid-iron champion.
I'm playing for the first time on Sunday, I think. Got to get it in before baby comes.
Yeah.
So how, Bri, how is that going to work with the scramble?
We're yet to decide. We're still doing it. We're still doing the outing.
Well, let me know because I'm getting Chris into it.
So we don't have a place yet because the place we went to last year and a lot of places nowadays, they don't like having scrambles doing shotgun starts on a weekend. So on a Saturday or Sunday, they don't want to do a shotgun start. Which I can kind of understand that, but but it's always nice to do a shotgun start because everyone finishes at the same time. Then we have dinner afterwards. So we're trying to find a course that will allow us to do that, or at least a modified shotgun. So we don't have the course set yet, but I think my brother said he's going to be in town. Him and his family are going to be in town the first weekend of August. So I think that's going to be the first Saturday in August will be the date we're shooting for.
God, you're killing me. Twinsdays is that weekend.
Well, you're going to have to make a choice. I know you chose Twinsday over my wedding, so I kind of have a feeling that you're going to choose that one too, which I understand. I'm just giving you crap for it.
You know something? You say this all the time, and then you know we start this show. It it hurts my feelings for one because I want to be there.
you made the choice. It should be my feelings that are hurt.
But then you have ringers. Like Adam brings his own drinking team together, and it's like Phillips, Buzzy, and Adam all together. And it's like, oh, Jared, you'll play with this group. I'm like, no. I don't want to play with that group. I want to play with that group.
That's why we do.
Can't even get that group.
That's why I do handicaps. You and Chris. There's a good start. You two, and then find two more to fill in. Phillips might play with
Chris,
you.
Yes, you in?
It's the first weekend of August.
First Saturday in August.
Let me put a tentative yes.
That boy. All right.
I won't hold you to it, but but glad to hear that it's a maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it might be good.
Chris, we need to get Papa Bear.
Okay.
We need one more.
Know any ringers? Dominic?
We don't need ringers. Not with our group.
Well, yeah, like I said, it's... I do handicaps. I know, right. What are you doing? Is that how it's going to be when I have a kid? Never going to play golf again?
Well, you got to work that out. I gave up golf.
Bad idea.
Right? I gave up golf so I could play pool.
Oh, that's true. I forgot you got pool every single week. So, yep. All right. I understand. Yeah, you got to pick and choose.
By the way, this show is brought to you by Hero Keel and Lake Erie APA, who furnishes us with a whole bunch of clothing and everything else. So go choose Lake Erie APA.
Sure.
By the way, Chris, I still got to mail out the belt, and I haven't done it yet.
Oh, yeah.
The belt?
The fantasy.
Who won? Did Chris win?
No. Is there a runner-up trophy?
Yeah, it's called You Married My Sister.
Wow.
I'll take second place.
That good answer. How about, Brian, what do you think about Spencer Rattler in the third round?
Oh, no way. We don't need any. definitely, to me, if they draft any running backs or quarterbacks, that's just a wasted pick. We're good. I mean, we got like, what, 4 quarterbacks and 5 running backs. So we're good. I mean, unless some talent drops to you in the 5th, 6th, 7th round, and you're like, this guy is a second round grade or something like that, and you can't pass him up, then I understand that. But 3rd round pick, still pretty valuable. We don't need a quarterback or a running back.
What's our next pick?
85, maybe? 85, yep.
I think so.
Yeah, I told you. I want Zach Zinner. Give me my boy. The heir apparent to Joel Bitonio. We got an Ohio State guy. We need a Michigan guy to offset it.
Yeah, because that works out so well in our organization.
I'm surprised there's still a lot of talented receivers out there. I haven't really been paying attention as much over the last couple picks ever since the Browns picked, but I don't know if this McMillan, Franklin, Wilson, Rice, and Walker are still left.
Yeah, Franklin's still there. Right? He could slide. Franklin's
still there. Yeah, I wonder if they'd ever trade up for one of those guys. There's still a lot of good linebackers left. Middle linebackers, but we know the Browns don't really value linebackers, and I can probably cross off these other defensive tackles. I can do that back to back.
Look at you just cross. Who? All right, so you got your Michigan guy, Bri. Who is your other? Do you have another one in the 3rd round that you think they should get?
Well, I want him to take a linebacker over wide receiver. But like we were talking earlier, the Andrew Berry formula, the last few drafts is draft a defensive tackle high, draft a wide receiver high. So maybe they'll do that again. But I'm sick of drafting all these wide receivers and not getting anything out of them. So I don't know if we're not patient enough or just drafting the wrong players. I mean, David Bell's okay, but he's never going to be anything more than maybe a 4th or 5th receiver. Sed Tillman didn't really do much last year, even though I was kind of excited about that draft pick. So I don't know. It's hard to evaluate these wide receivers. You know, I think I thought I heard something this past week that it's the hardest position to draft in the 1st round. It only has like a 25% or 27% success rate when you draft them in the 1st round. So I would assume that kind of carries over to rounds 2 and 3 as well. And certainly with the Browns, we just haven't had a whole lot of luck. So it's hard for me to have a whole lot of faith. We got our defensive tackle. We still need a receiver. Don't have any faith in that. So I'm looking to linebacker on this next one.
All right. Chris, what are you thinking?
I mean, for me, it's best available. Do you like Roman Wilson? His name keeps
I think he's fine. I think he's okay. I think he's kind of limited, and he's a good player. He's a good locker room guy, but he's not going to be the fastest guy. He's not going to be the biggest guy. I think he's like – you know, I told Jared I kind of liken him to maybe like a Julian Edelman. You know, kind of that slot guy who's going to pick up 3rd downs. I don't think he'll ever be like a difference maker in your wide receiving core.
Yeah. My worry is by the time you get to that 4th round, it's really not a difference maker on wide receiver anyways. I mean are they, sure. You know, so obviously Chubb won't start the season. Does that weigh their choices? Do they, you know,
I think what you're trying to get at, if it weighed their choices, they wouldn't have gone out and signed as many running backs as they did.
Okay.
So I have a feeling they're not drafting a running back at all this draft.
unless a guy falls to them that they really like. But yeah, I don't think that's a very high priority. I don't think many offensive guys in general, other than maybe depth at the offensive line, I still wouldn't mind them drafting a tight end. We got the tight end from Texas still out there, who's kind of a physical freak. He doesn't really block a whole lot, but also he kind of reminds people of Njoku.
Also, we have the tight end from the Ohio State University.
Hillbilly from Lexington.
Cade Stover.
He's a farm boy.
Yeah.
6'4", 250.
I still think – I think tight end still – a third round still a little high to be drafting a tight end.
Possibly.
But they really love these guys. Yeah, if they love a guy, that's the thing. You don't know. We have maybe a couple positions that we say they need. But this safety from Georgia.
Safety from Georgia. I really love that guy.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know him. He plays downhill, Bri. There is no coverage about him. He just plays downhill. He sees what's in front of him, and God.
Well, I'm showing a highlight against Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course. A
couple of them.
Of course.
Well, I'm an NFL Network, so I'm a different than you.
There were so a lot of the highlights.
Are we going to stick around for the 85th pick, or are we just going to
– No. I think that's probably. On, I don't. It might not be till 10:30 before the 85th pick.
Offensive line. That's. It seems best available. I mean, if it's interior,
sure.
If it's I don't. I mean, yeah. But hey, fourth round. It worked out well last year.
There's Blake Fisher going off the board to the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this Blake Fisher?
Offensive tackle. The other guy for Notre Dame.
That's Notre Dame.
Maybe thinking they were looking at.
Yeah.
Did you see the smallest camera in the world? Chris, did you see that camera?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a toothpick.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's having a blast. I know that Nats tailgaters, Bri, one of our favorites, they're in Detroit, having a blast right now.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. They're tailgating it up with all the other tailgaters, having a blast.
Sure, absolutely. I just couldn't imagine the traffic getting in and out of that city. I mean, today's probably not as bad, but 275,000 people, it's just – You better hope you got a hotel room down there.
It was like us during the solar eclipse. The solar eclipse was supposed to shut down Cleveland and everything around it, and obviously it didn't do that.
Solar eclipse, women's final four, Guardians home opener, probably all that combined didn't get 275,000 people. Yeah. But watching an old dude stand at a podium announcing names.
You think Bills go back-to-back wide receivers?
Did they go wide receiver first? Oh, yeah. They got a Florida State kid.
Yeah. Or Coleman.
I can't imagine
They traded out of the first. Well, they traded down once and then out, right?
Right. That was so stupid. They traded with the Chiefs. So the Chiefs could get up and take the fastest dude ever.
Yeah.
And that's all they need. Another Tyreek Hill.
Right.
Thinking.
Well, the Bills lost Poyer and Micah Hyde, so they're looking for a whole new safety backfield. So I would think Yeah, right.
By the way, Bri, I got to do this real quick because we have it. And
it's time for Fat Boy Thursday.
Which is on a Friday, and Bri is, there he is. So, Bri, I do have to admit, all right, I went to Burger King the other day and got one of their Royal Crisp Wraps. Bri, I'm not going to lie. Pretty freaking delicious.
Really? Nothing special about it. Just like a chicken tender in a tortilla.
Yeah, I got the spicier one, the ghost pepper or whatever the hell it was. But Brian, I'm not going to lie, it was actually really damn good. Because most chicken tender wraps that I get, it's like this big.
Mm-hmm.
Big K. Like, it was a legit, like, tortilla wrap. It was actually not bad, bud.
Really?
Yeah. I highly recommend it.
I'll try. I saw, I think Sonic is advertising that they got one, but I don't know any Sonics around anymore. The one in Brunswick closed down. Is the one on Mayfield Road closed?
No,
is the one on Mayfield? Oh, they did? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know any around. There might be one down in Marion, but that's a long ass way away from both of us.
Exactly. Chris, you got any food takes? I know you're a fat ass at heart.
Jocelyn made this beef and broccoli tonight, I tell you. We got this recipe, I don't know, a little like under
Chinese
a year.
Chinese beef and broccoli?
Yeah.
Oh
man, it is delicious. That's one of our go-tos.
On the Blackstone?
No, but that Blackstone is working out really good. I tell you what.
I heard about your smash burgers, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I should do this weekend.
That's smash burgers? There's something about smash burger. It's just the flavor.
I got that. All right. I got to ask you guys now that we're out of our pick, what is it about a smash burger? Cause I'd rather take like the fucking thick medium burger with juice in it and everything else. Like you're just flattening it out and just torching it. Right.
It's the crispy edges.
The crispy edge. There's something about it's like, I don't know. It just tastes, it hits different.
And you can put two pieces of cheese. You smash it down. You put a piece of cheese on top. You smash another one. You always have a double because a double essentially equals like a single regular burger. So you get the crispy edges. You get twice the amount of cheese. And, I have Blackstone. We got a Blackstone about a year ago, and I still have yet to do smash burgers. So maybe
Brian, what the this hell weekend are you doing?
We haven't used it a ton. My wife did like a hibachi. She did like a hibachi and like put on a show and everything, and that was good, but we haven't used it a ton. Breakfast, I still got to do breakfast on the Blackstone.
I did breakfast last week. Wait, maybe 2 weeks ago. Yeah, delicious. Okay,
give us a rundown. What all did you do? Eggs, hash browns?
Eggs, hash browns, bacon, sausage, just... Yeah, all at once. It's all right there. It's like you don't have to maneuver. It's just all right there. I love it.
No.
Scramble?
Hey, how long did it take you?
I did do scramble. I thought about going sunny side or over easy, but you're cooking that many eggs at one time. It can get kind of crazy.
Right, right.
How long did it take you to season your Blackstone?
I mean, I did it in one day.
With the oil, break it down, wipe it, oil again.
I washed it first. And then oil, heat.
All right.
Oil, heat.
Oh, shit.
Going down.
Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders making the pick?
Yeah.
Sure, you got to have him out there. Uh-oh. Is he going to the refrigerator or is he going to the bathroom? What's the over? I say refrigerators minus 280. But that might be a little bit longer.
Gentlemen, I got to go. You have a good night. Go Browns.
See you, Chris. Yep, go Browns. Pick. All right. Take care. Good man. Thank you. Yep. See you. Well, now I'm on a little bit more of a delay, so I just see Barry Sanders talking and talking. He's probably going to talk for at least the next 20 minutes before they make their pick. But we got Baltimore up next. So so maybe we'll at least hold on till the end of the second round or till at least Baltimore makes a pick. And I'm trying to think who they got. Oh, they got a cornerback from Clemson in the first round. So
yes,
their cornerbacks have kind of sucked other than Marlon Humphreys. So they needed it.
Yeah,
not good. Nate Wiggins. Not good for the Browns. Nate Wiggins in the first round. So I don't know. They lost Patrick Queen this offseason. I think he went to Pittsburgh, didn't he?
Yes.
Do you remember? They still got Roquan Smith, but they run the 3-4, so maybe they're looking to replace Patrick Queen as inside linebacker. They're probably going to take my guy, Junior Colson, and I'm going to be pissed, and we're going to have to end the show. But
well, that's all right. We'll see what happens. Hey, bud, I can't thank you enough for our draft special tonight. What a great night it was. We did get a draft pick out of the Browns. We did get a cover.
Yeah.
We did get to talk a little Cavs. Anybody that wants to join us, please like, subscribe, YouTube, Twitter, everything, Facebook, at Ham Illegal. We'll have some more stuff coming up here soon. Next week, are we doing live Thursday, or are you out of town?
No, I'm done. No, I'm done till after the baby comes with going to Pennsylvania. Right. So I'll be we'll be Thursday from here till the baby comes.
So we'll be live next Thursday. We will be talking Cavs playoffs. We'll be talking the Browns rest of the draft. Guardians still hot, Bri. Still hot.
Did they win today? Guardians. Atlanta, they played. They might be playing right now.
They are playing right now.
See if you can pull up a score. Yeah, Atlanta, that would be. They're one of the best teams in the league. So if you can compete with them, if you can take two out of three.
Braves are up 5-1 going into the seventh.
See, that's the thing with these Cleveland teams. As soon as you start getting excited about them, they kind of have a letdown, or they play a really good team, Ravens, and they can't hang with them.
It's in, Bri.
Oh, I just lost connection. Okay, we're back now. But, yeah, you're going to get it before me. Who's this? Oh, Haloti Ngata. Is that who that is?
Uh-huh.
He's a big dude. I wanted him so bad. I think he might – I can't remember if he went before. We've got Cameron Wimbley that draft. He was 12th overall pick. Desmond Thorpe? Oh, it was before. I wanted him bad. Who'd they get?
Roger Rosengarten.
Who?
An offensive tackle. Roger Rosengarten.
From where?
Washington.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, yeah. Good. My biggest fear is Zach Zinner is going to go to the Ravens or the Steelers. Like, these offensive linemen, they drop down so far, and I don't know why. And it's like, I can't be the only one that's like, who'd they get? The Ravens got a couple years, maybe last year, a couple years ago, the center from Iowa, who was supposed to be like a top 15 pick, and he dropped to the second round. Tyler Linderbaum, maybe?
Yeah.
And then the Chiefs get lucky as hell when Creed Humphrey drops to the second round. And like, these guys are the best centers in the league, and they're getting them in the second round when they're clearly a first round pick.
Well, everybody is so focused on quarterback, running back, and wide receiver.
Wide receiver for sure.
And they're not looking at how to build a team with the trenches. And they're like, tackles. Well, we can pick them up later. So I mean,
right.
Except for tackles, yeah, true.
But these it's like they don't value these interior offensive linemen.
Bri?
Who's what? The Kansas
Jose
City?
Jose Cotto is here.
Oh, let me see what he's saying.
So the Chiefs luckiest hell when Creed Humphrey drops this.
Wow. Oh, maybe he picked up on if he knows who Creed Humphrey is, I give him kudos. Well done, Jose. Maybe I'll see you next weekend. Are you guys working next weekend?
Possibly, sure. I don't know.
It's usually the first. You're not working weekends, right?
Oh yeah, we've been working weekends for the past 3 weeks, brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, I thought it was usually. I was talking to Adam the other day, and I said, "Well, I was going to text Matt and see if he needs me." And I thought it wasn't usually until till the first weekend of May. But yeah, he must have you guys working a little bit earlier. Now, so I can't wait to see Jose.
Before we get off here, Jose Cotto, give me a thumbs up if you are still in the comments and watching the show. I need a thumbs up so I know, because I can ask Bri this question, and I want an honest answer from you, Jose.
An honest answer from Jose, but you're going to ask me?
Yeah. It is 9:20 at night. Jose has to work tomorrow morning.
Oh, do you have to work tomorrow morning?
No, God, no.
Nice. Sunday?
Sunday.
Oh, boy.
Sunday, fun day. How many cervezas has Jose Cotto drank tonight?
Do we know? Is he still Ice House, was it?
Still Ice House.
Still Ice House. I wonder with the inflation, what it's up to.
We found out he likes IPAs now.
Get out of here. Oh, well, I know why. Those will get you in trouble.
They definitely pack a punch. So what do you think, Bri? 3, 4, 2?
No, more than that.
It is 9:22.
Yeah, right. It's 9:22 and he's got to work in the morning. Usually he's passed out by 8 o'clock and he wakes up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and starts walking around.
And Jose said is. So, yep.
Okay, so he's – I'll take that as a thumbs up.
That's definitely a thumbs up.
Tell him the type of number. How many? How many cervezas? What kind? Or you said he does talk to text.
He does talk to text.
Okay. Well, maybe he can text me. He still has my number. Unless he changed his number. He's still got my number.
Well, his phone broke. So he lost. Hey, by the way, he lost your number. But I got all the Chicago Bears text. When I was sick as shit, going, we got our quarterback. And I said, oh, great. You got a quarterback that cried in his mom's arms when he went 7-5. Awesome.
Well, he paints his nails, too. That's the big thing. There was apparently there was a prop bet, because you can bet on the NFL draft. Apparently there was a prop bet. Uh-huh. And it wasn't too crazy. It was like -120 or -225. Which, if you know betting, is it's almost like, you know, 2/3 bet or 1/3 bet that he was going to wear a dress last night.
Oh, shut up!
Where are we at now to wear like, or maybe it was +225. Either way, the fact that it was kind of close to 50-50 that he was going to wear a dress, like, my goodness, are you kidding me? Well, I'm glad he didn't. I'm pretty sure
that's what we need in the show.
unless if he's Irish and he wants to wear a kilt, you know, I don't have an issue with that. But
nothing wrong with kilts.
Football players wearing dresses. I mean, I think that's been a joke for the last 70 years. Like, if a guy's tough, just put a dress on him, right? Like, that might be what we've been saying about the Cavs for the last 18 hours or 24 hours, like, oh, the Cavs just need to start wearing dresses out there if they're getting blown out by 40 points.
It was 38.
38 points, man. I know. It's frustrating because if you're a legit team, well, even nowadays, if you're a legit team like the Celtics could have swept the Heat without Jimmy Butler. I mean, they could have done it. But they lost focus. And so make these series best of three, best of five. And you can't, you know, if you do that, you can't afford to blow a game like that and just give up and not really try. And, you know, that's why the NFL is the king. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You got one game. You have to bring it every single time you play. And if we're going to waste time watching the game for 3 hours, we know you're going to get your best effort. Even though some people might argue that the Browns in their playoff game did not give their best effort. I assure you they did. But they were just vastly out-schemed. And that offensive coordinator for Houston had just a masterful scheme against our defense.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what this team does. Brian, we'll recap it next week, next Thursday, live, 7 p.m. Join us here at Ham Illegal at Network 216. We will break down the Browns draft. We will talk about the Cavs' first-round opponents and see what happens. And we will also dive in a little bit of Guards baseball coming up because Jose did hit yesterday a grand slammy. They don't come that often, but we'll talk a little bit of everything. And Brian, on that note, we do it like we do every show at the end of every show. God bless them, brother.
Yep. God bless you. God bless America.
We want to thank our troops, first responders. We want to thank Harold Keir and Lake Erie APA for sponsoring us. Also, City Dogs Cleveland, May 4th. Go out to WJ Lodge in Berea. Enjoy your time out there with everybody else. It's a $25 donation. All donations go to City Dogs Cleveland. So please go help them out. And like we always say, if you cannot donate, volunteer, help out, foster, anything you can do to help out these dogs at City Dogs Cleveland, Bri. And on that note, we're uncorked. We're unloaded. We're Legal Hand of the Face. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Have a great night.